Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. City of Quartz: Excavating the Future in Los Angeles is a landmark work of urban history and political analysis by Mike Davis. First published in 1990, it examines how Los Angeles was shaped by real estate speculation, racial segregation, class power, policing, and the private management of public space. Rather than treating the city as a neutral setting, Davis presents it as a contested social project, built through competing elites, exclusionary institutions, and uneven development. The book combines historical excavation with cultural criticism, moving from early utopian experiments and booster myths to the rise of a fortress-like metropolis defined by fear and control. Its purpose is not only to describe Los Angeles, but to expose the forces that produced its modern form and to challenge readers to rethink urban space as an outcome of power relations. The result is both a history of one city and a broader critique of American urbanism. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Los Angeles as a city produced by power, not by chance. One of the book's central arguments is that Los Angeles did not simply grow naturally into its modern shape. Davis shows that the city was produced through deliberate struggles among developers, civic elites, political institutions, and property interests. Land use, transportation, housing, and neighborhood boundaries are presented as political outcomes rather than technical decisions. This approach matters because it shifts attention away from the myth of Los Angeles as a spontaneous or open-ended frontier city. Instead, Davis emphasizes the repeated use of planning, law, and market power to direct growth toward elite interests. The city's geography, from affluent enclaves to marginalized districts, becomes evidence of how power organizes space. By reading the built environment historically, the book reveals that urban form carries social memory roads, subdivisions, business districts, and public infrastructure all reflect earlier conflicts over who belongs where and who controls development. Secondly, racial segregation and class exclusion as foundations of the metropolis. Davis treats racial inequality and class division as structural features of Los Angeles, not secondary problems. He traces how housing patterns, property rules, and neighborhood politics help divide the city into separated social worlds. White middle class and elite groups used incorporation campaigns, zoning, and local control to protect property values and preserve exclusivity, while Black and Latino residents faced spatial marginalization and limited access to opportunity. This analysis is important because it connects private residential choices to broader systems of exclusion. The book argues that segregation was not only a social pattern, but also a governing principle that shaped schools, services, mobility, and political influence. Davis therefore challenges any image of Los Angeles as a multicultural paradise. The city appears instead as a place where diversity coexists with deep spatial inequality, understanding that contradiction is one of the book's main intellectual contributions, since it explains how a seemingly open metropolis could also function through durable and unequal boundaries. Thirdly, the fortress city policing, surveillance, and the privatization of public life. A major theme in City of Quartz is the transformation of Los Angeles into what Davis describes as a fortress city. He argues that fear of disorder and social conflict encouraged expanded policing, surveillance, and the physical hardening of urban space. Gated communities, defensive architecture, privatized security, and hostile treatment of public gathering all contribute to this fortified urban landscape. Davis connects these developments to broader political anxieties, especially those surrounding crime, race, and class conflict. Public life becomes constrained not only by official law enforcement, but also by built-in mechanisms of exclusion in commercial and residential design. This theme is especially significant because it shows how urban insecurity can be profitable and institutionalized. The city is not merely policed after the fact. It is designed in ways that anticipate and manage fear. Davis uses Los Angeles to illustrate a broader American pattern in which civic space is increasingly replaced by controlled, monitored, and segmented environments. Fourthly, rewriting the mythology of Los Angeles through history, culture, and criticism. The book is not only a political economy of the city, it is also a critique of the stories people tell about Los Angeles. Davis contrasts booster optimism with darker cultural traditions such as muckraking journalism, noir writing, and critical urban observation. By placing these perspectives side by side, he shows that Los Angeles has always been a site of competing narratives: paradise, dream factory, wasteland, and laboratory of the future. This method gives the book unusual depth. Instead of relying on a single disciplinary lens, Davis combines history, architecture, literature, and social theory to uncover the city's contradictions. That makes the book especially effective at dismantling the polished image sold by developers and civic promoters. The cultural dimension matters because urban myths shape policy and public memory. Davis argues that the fantasy of endless growth and reinvention can obscure the actual mechanisms of exclusion and decay. His analysis shows how representation itself becomes part of urban power. Lastly, from utopian promise to deindustrialized decline, the broken future of Southern California, City of Quartz ends by emphasizing not triumph but disappointment. Davis uses places such as Fontana to represent the collapse of industrial promise and the failure of growth to deliver shared prosperity. This is important because the book does not stop at identifying inequality in central Los Angeles. It shows how the wider region is marked by deindustrialization, social fragmentation, and abandoned civic expectations. The future promised by boosters and planners appears increasingly hollow when measured against the lived realities of workers, migrants, and displaced communities. Davis's conclusion gives the book its lasting force. Los Angeles is not merely a local case study, but a warning about the costs of treating urban growth as a substitute for social justice. The book suggests that cities can become archives of unrealized alternatives, where each landscape preserves evidence of paths not taken. That makes the final argument both historical and political, since it asks readers to confront the broken relationship between urban development and democratic possibility. In conclusion, City of Quartz is best suited for readers interested in urban studies, social history, political geography, architecture, and the history of Los Angeles. It is especially useful for anyone who wants to understand how cities are shaped by power, how segregation becomes embedded in space, and how policing and real estate interests can redefine everyday life. The book rewards close reading because it does more than describe a metropolis. It explains the mechanisms that produce one. Compared with more conventional city histories, it is sharper in its class analysis, more explicit in its critique of racial exclusion, and more ambitious in connecting culture to political economy. Compared with purely theoretical urban studies, it remains grounded in concrete places, institutions, and historical episodes. That combination gives it unusual staying power. Even decades after publication, it remains relevant to discussions of gentrification, fortified neighborhoods, surveillance, and the unequal future of American cities. Readers looking for a critical, intellectually serious account of how urban form reflects social conflict will find it distinctive and enduring. If you would like to support Mike Davis, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.